Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 55 minutes. I have someone today, and I can't tell you how much I think of this gentleman. His name is Jim Clark. He's the head of the Friel Center. He's also the interim veteran service agent. And if they don't replace the guy sweeping North Street, he'll be doing that from midnight to 4 in the morning. But Jim is he's a local guy. He went to West Point. He served 20 years plus in the military, retired a colonel. And he's been our veteran service agent for on and off for a long time. I have to tell you, he's a great guy. And he's also running the senior center. And my hope in life is at one point to be old enough to join. But right now, I'm too young. They do so much. They go on trips. And why I love having Jim on is because he's brought that place. It's alive. It's just not where people go and sit and, you know, vegetate for 2 hours and then leave. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, my friend for a very long time, Jim Clark. How's it going, brother?
Doing well, Bill. Thank you so much for having me once again.
Well,
I try to
highlight the cities. You know, next week I'm having Fire Chief Salmon on. You know,
oh, nice. Yeah.
I listen to the scanner like all the old people who are retired. And someday you'll get to that point. But I don't know how they do it. It's nonstop. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's a good time to have Tom on too, because we're getting to that time of the year where heaters are coming back on and furnaces are coming back on. And you know, we, unfortunately, every couple of years we lose somebody due to a tragedy for hoarding or, you know, running extension cords and things that, you know, underutilized extension cords, using a household cord on something for a heater and catches on fire. Like, we've had several, and, you know, perfect time to have Tom on. And same with smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. And yeah, he's a great guy to have on.
And they're all, I mean, the deputies, everybody on the department. But you're right. One of the reasons, I don't know if you ever knew this, my father was the first fire inspector for the city. And boy, this time of the year, it's the first cold night. That was it. He was out making, you know, get the furnace clean. We had an oil burner at that point. Got Levinash up there and clean the burner. And I got a guy coming to clean my burner. But you're right. That's why I did it. I said to Tom, I can't help it. I got his helmet hanging here. So every time I come in the summer. But it is a tragedy. And I will leave for those people that might not be there. Chief Salmon has said, a device that heats or a device that cools, plug directly into the wall. Do not plug it in any bus bars or extension cords. They're not made to handle the draw.
Right. Yep.
And that's great advice. Great, because Jim just said it. Every year somebody catches on fire or whatever. So, you guys, one of the things that I can't tell you what an enormous gift to the county, all the Friel Center is, but your daycare center for people with dementia and whatever, that is such a wonderful gift to the city for people who are caregivers, especially, that they can get some respite.
Yeah, and it's beyond the city too. We have several people from local communities that come up. And again, that's what, on my side of it, as the management side of it, it's respite care for the caregivers. Give them a break. For Janie and her team, it's to keep the clients happy and entertained for the day, keep them busy. I can't tell you how many times I hear from a caregiver, I don't know what you did today. They don't remember what they did today, but whatever it was, do it again tomorrow. They came home smiling and laughing and all of that. So that makes you feel good. And it's definitely a service that needs to be expanded upon, not only here in Pittsfield, but in the state. So many of them closed down during COVID and never reopened. They're very expensive to run, and it's not something that insurance at this point in time pays for or participates in.
Yeah.
But it's going to get worse and worse as our number of nursing homes continue to shut down.
Yep.
We have the basically the care wards for dementia and all that, our memory care, are at capacity.
Yep.
They need to expand. But then again, a lot of that is right at assisted living, so you have to be able to afford assisted living as well.
Yep.
But then the other option is when you no longer can handle it, those are the folks that end up in the nursing homes, which I just said are getting fewer and far between. We
Yeah.
don't have the space.
It, and again, you know, it's we've had it in our family, Alzheimer's, and it takes an enormous amount of the care out of the caregivers.
It does, yeah.
And we never realized it till we had to do it.
Right.
And
But even, husband and wife team, I'll
yeah.
take care of you, you take care of me.
Right.
Guess who's going to probably pass first? It's going to be the person giving the care because you're wearing them out. And we saw that with several veterans.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
just, it's impossible. But then again, at the same point in time, we had the Deputy Secretary of
Yeah.
EOE here the other day, and we're using some of our older slides that we use for age-friendly Berkshires to discuss just how quickly Berkshire County is aging. And by 2030, a lot of towns will almost double the
Yeah.
number of folks over age 60. And as that heat maps get redder and redder, meaning better than 50% are over age 60, it paints a really bad picture. And that, where does the workforce come from to take care of this aging population? And it's great. I just met with the kids from Taconic the other day from their program up there, CNA program. They're kind of excited about coming in.
Oh, cool.
And it's a good thing because, if they stay in that field in the Berkshires, they're going to deal with a lot of folks. They're
Yeah.
going to deal with the aging population. They're going to deal with those with dementia and other senior type issues. And that's why they spend, a little bit of time with us. Same with the Mildred LA nurses and the BCC nurses spend time with us to work with the seniors. So.
Yeah, and like you said, interestingly, you brought that. I've kind of gotten on a crusade, so to speak. We hear Pittsfield's aging, Pittsfield's aging, Pittsfield's aging. What are we doing for the aging? We have less handicapped parking spaces on the main thoroughfares now. And if you drive out to Walmart or BJ's, at any time, almost all of those are filled.
Yeah.
So that's how many people there are. And curb cuts for walkers and so yeah, but the people I talked to so far have been receptive. I mean, we if we are an aging city, we have to acknowledge it and make those accommodations.
And that was part of the age-friendly plan back that we did in 2017,
Yeah.
2018 to take us out the next 10 years. That's why you've seen a lot of new sidewalks installed. I went out to Home Depot last night, and they must have just created like 20 at least handicap spots closer to
Yes.
the store.
Yep.
They repainted everything, paved it, and repainted. I've noticed other places doing the same thing. And you're like right about the Walmart side, but one thing people forget, and especially the handicap drivers forget, is they don't necessarily have to have a handicap spot.
Right.
They can park in a spot that's open, as long as they have their hang tag or their plate,
Right.
and treat it just like it's a handicap spot.
Right.
And if they were to, find the handicap spot on North Street and the spot behind it was empty, take the empty spot, because now you're going to create a spot for somebody that comes down for an hour that has handicap parking can park in
Right.
there. They're not going to find a spot if you take it up the entire day or
Right.
24-hour
That's the
period.
other, yes, that's an excellent point.
And that's the
And I know
same that goes
people
with
who do that.
places out at Walmart and all, because I think pretty much that whole first row in front of Walmart, as you look out, is all handicapped, which is great. I mean, and it's based on the number of, there's a formula, the number of handicapped spots you need per, size of your store and all of that. And that's what they're being adjusted to. But again, part of it is the handicapped driver. They don't need to park in a handicapped spot. If that's the only one there, then great, that's what it's for. But if you can take another spot, leave the one for your fellow handicapped driver, when they come down, there'd be a spot for them.
And I applaud the police because they will hang a ticket on them. And it's a hefty ticket. And
It is.
I just really want more and more people to understand the planners of Ricardo and people. When you're doing a sidewalk over, make sure you put the cut for the wheelchair, for the how many today, all the I see that a lot of people have the motorized carts
They
and stuff
do,
like that.
and they're somewhat dangerous. I mean, we just had another gentleman get killed on Route 102 in Stockbridge about 2 months ago. There was a gentleman on Second Street
Remember that?
that was killed. I remember when they first started popping up, we discussed it on the Disability Commission about, I don't even remember, when we were kids with the banana bikes, we had those little orange flags. I think, there might be a time to take a look and see if maybe we need some sort of flag on it, because they're low, they come out between cars, maybe even in a crosswalk. It's just your angle when you're driving, you can't see that car coming out into the crosswalk or the street.
You're exactly right.
It's a shame. That should never happen. But they are so low, and it's, I think people got accustomed to people in the bike lanes now, if they have a bike lane. But you see a lot of the scooters in the bike lane, and they think, well, that's our roadway, and so they're using it.
The other part too is, and I'm almost hesitant to say this, but I would like to see a 2-hour course before you, some kind of a, not a license per se, but because they don't follow the rules of the road. I saw it just this morning. I was heading up to St. Charles, and this guy in a the light was red for people heading north on north, and he damn near got it with somebody pulling out of Fenn Street. And I agree. I mean, they're the greatest thing in the world for people who need them. And I may need one eventually, but but I also think of the people who are driving, trying to be good, trying to be cautious. And like, you're right, they're so low, you can't see all of them.
And it's the same. You talk about the education, it's the same piece with the bicyclist. You have rules too, and you follow the rules that the driver in a car should be following. You don't have the right to run through the stoplight and all this because you're on a bicycle. And you're right, the people on the scooters need the same thing. I mean, back in the day, when I was a kid growing up here, you had a course, and you got a little sticker that was put on your bike that you'd
I
passed
remember
the
that.
course. And you learn the arm signals, hand and arm signals that you use for making a right turn or a left turn or slowing down, whatever. And you see educated bikers, people that know that. They still do that now.
Absolutely.
They do. But then you have the people like, nope, I got a bike lane and you can't come in it, and I'm just going to go right through this light. And it's dangerous. It's scary. And I think, as you said before, that's why people are very hesitant to go down certain roads and streets, because they don't know what's going to be there.
Holmes Road and Holmes Road, and then you turn by the to head into Lenox. Why people ride bicycles on that Lenox Road? It is so narrow. And invariably, every time we take that show, I've stopped taking it. I go out onto the highway now. It's just too dangerous for me. I don't want to, but is you go back to that, you're still doing your memory clinic on the third Wednesdays? I announced it, and I've got really good feedback from people who've been to it. And that's a another feather in their cap, and Jim will explain it to you. It's the third Wednesday of every month at the Friel Center. It for people who are caregivers and people with, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, mild dementia. Like, probably me. As Roseanne would say, you, because you can't, you have to go out with a stick-em note to your forehead and you look in the mirror before you get out of the car. Again, just give an overview, quick overview of that. Thank you.
Yeah, so this month it's on the 16th. It's from 1 to 3. And it's open to all. I mean, please come if you feel, and just try it out and see what it is. But it's a lot of, it's memory exercises, just things to keep your mind going. You know, people do different things. I know my mom plays solitaire all the time. That's, you know, keeps for her mind, plus her dexterity with her hands. She doesn't play on a computer. She plays with the actual cards and things like that. So it's exercises like that. But as you also said, it's a time just to talk to people about other issues. You know, what do you do when you forget this? And, you know, where do I lost my car keys? Well, you know what? If you hang them up on the rack every time you come in, they're going to be on the rack when you leave. Little things like that.
Yeah.
I have something on my keychain called a tile. So if I can't find it, my keys, I got my phone will ring the tile. If I can't find my phone, I double click the tile. It tells me where my phone is. So, you know, little things like that are ways to just, because you get frustrated. And the more you get frustrated when you forget a little thing, then something else just adds to it the next time. You know, well, I know I put that bill here somewhere. Or I know I put that, you know, my credit card here somewhere. But you know, go through drills, routines, you know, every day you pat the left back pocket of your pants. You have my wallets in there, pack you know, the right side of combs there.
25 times a day. 25 times a day I do that. I get up in the middle of the night sometimes to make sure it's on the bureau.
But little things like that. And it's well attended. You know, the folks that are running it are doing it based on what they learned through caring for others. So you know, Virginia's running it, and that's you know, part of it because her partner has dementia, and she's learned this and wants to pass that on to other people to help, you know,
she's
get
very
through that. And you can identify issues and needs, and you're not going to stop the disease, but you can kind of slow it, or you can make workarounds to it. Again, that's why we're here with the supportive day program, in order to allow that person to have a safe place to be while the caregiver's out doing what they do. Because as I've talked about before, you know, people are being struck with dementia and Alzheimer's at a much younger age, and some of their spouses are still working. And we and share the one where we had the 48-year-old. He had a preteen and teenaged children. And that obviously the wife still needed to work and the kids needed to go to school and all of that. So it changes it. You know, we've been from age 48 to 103 and everyone in between. Right now we've got pretty much filled up 11, 12 people per day. Some days are a little slower than others. Not, you don't have to be here every day. You can be here one day a week. We did a trial run yesterday with a gentleman. Going to give him another chance as a trial date, maybe a little bit down the road, not quite ready for the program yet. Because we don't want somebody who's going to be in the anger phase or some phase that's going to cause the other ones to get all out of whack.
Boy, you're so tuned in. You and that whole team are so tuned in because we went through that that anger stage. And what I tell people this too, what you have to remember, it's not them.
Right.
It's they would be mortified if they knew that they laid into you. I mean, I can think of one incident where, you know, the family member just really laid into me and I was just trying to help. But it's the disease, and if you have this, at least go down, talk to somebody at the Friel, make an appointment. And if nothing else, you'll get some pointers to carry you through till they have an opening.
Exactly. And we've got a special guest coming at the end of the month. Guy is coming. Nick Kachulis is coming to talk. It's called Life with Bill, and it's a 2-hour program that we're putting on. It's stories and music, but it's basically talks about him raising his father during dementia. So in other words, taking care of his father, what he went through. And we
Exactly.
say raising because it changes the dynamics of, who's in charge, who's responsible, and all that. And it ought to be a good time. And that's free. It's on the 29th from 2 to 4. We're kind of looking forward to that because I think a lot of people are going, like we've been nodding our head, we're going, yeah, been there, done that. Yep, been there. Yep. So, just how to kind of a humorous look at taking care of somebody. And I know there's a lot done on that, on Alzheimer's and dementia too, taking care of somebody with almost any disease state. But this ought to be a good time with Nick. People, we posted it out there. Again, it's free. We got a grant to pay for it. I hope people come and enjoy it.
Again, Jim, when is it? And also I'll start announcing it.
Yeah, the October 29th from 2 to 4.
29, 2 to 4.
And I'll send you a flyer.
Thank you. Because that's important, because there's a lot of it. And I mean, you and I, between us, we probably know friends and family members that can use this.
Or probably could tell the story. Just a different take on it. We've all had different experiences with that, and everybody's life is different. Every case of Alzheimer's dementia, depending on the type of dementia it could be, can be very different in what they react to and how they react. But that leads us into, something we'll talk about after the break. But the big thing coming up is Medicare re-enrollment, the open enrollment period coming up from October 16th to December 15th. Lots changed this year. People are panicking. I know our SHINE people are already going to classes, getting trained on the new changes. There'll be quite a few this year. People have already signed up for appointments. I think we're already out into November already for appointments. And Frank's coming. Frank Engels is coming 3 times a week. To
What a
take
good
care of
guy
that
he
just for
is.
here.
What a
So,
good guy. What a good guy Frank is. I
yeah,
never tell
Frank.
him, but he's a great guy.
Yeah, hopefully you won't hear this.
No, he won't. But I help me with this. If I get one call, I get four calls a day from people who want to go over my Medicare insurance. I hang up. Because they're just fishing for your information, in my opinion.
Information or the sale. I mean, they work on commission, so some it might not be nefarious, but it's still eating up your time. And I think that's where people need to get with a SHINE counselor. They can either get an appointment with Frank, or they can call Elder Services and ask for the SHINE counselor there, and somebody will get in touch with them. But it's going to be one of those years that's very different, especially with the drug plans, because things are going to change for 2025. Even as we talked about earlier in the year when Senator Warren was here about
Right,
some of the
remember that.
changes, the drug protection plans and the hearing aids, all that stuff have all now changed. So, I think the drug companies made up for the loss they're going to make next year, this year. And that's why they had that long-term change in between about a year and a half after the law passed to get it into play. A lot of people last year said, hey, they were saving $1,200 to $1,500 on their plans after working with the SHINE people.
Good.
And I think the same thing goes with taxes this year. When it comes time to file your taxes, make sure you get in there for the circuit breaker and all of that.
Oh,
You
absolutely.
don't have to file because of your age or your income level. You may be leaving money on the table that you're entitled to. So, and
And
that will start having signups for that sometime in late December for the AARP taxes here that we do from January to April.
Well, and for the listeners out there, whether you're eligible for the senior center or you're not eligible for the senior center, your parents or your aunts or your uncles could, your grandparents could be. And
Correct.
the senior center, the other thing they do that I think is important, because I'm at that age now, I know, thanks for not saying I looked that old. They're great place for seniors to socialize, because in that group they're all of basically 10, 12, 15 years to between them, and they remember when Thursday night was a big night on North Street, and they remember the GE, and when you're there and you listen to some of the conversations, I'm going to say it's beautiful. And that may be the right word, but you know what? They're talking, they're not sitting watching a boob tube.
And recovering from the COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that most of them missed was socialization. And
Yeah.
when it got time to get back out there, some of them may have made poor decisions when it came time to, throwing caution to the wind. It's like, I don't care. I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
And we try to make it a safe environment here and everywhere else, but some people just, I need to visit. I need, and as we've talked before, a lot of people didn't get to say their goodbyes,
That's
during
right.
COVID, and lifelong friends that you got to send a sympathy card, but you didn't get to go to the wake or anything. We've got Living Life After Loss. That's a class that we do every month, and again, it's more of a grieving class, but it's really, again, something that's important, and it's after a loss of a loved one, a pet, anything that's important to you.
Yeah, and it
The other
comes.
class we have is navigating the new normal, that we do monthly, and that is run by Sam Dominguez out of Elder Services. But that was something we started up right after COVID,
Yeah.
and after COVID was the new normal, and what was it? And if this were to happen again, or how did you learn to survive that? How did you adapt? What did you adopt to do now that you didn't do then?
Right.
And they're great discussions.
Yeah, it and the thing too is, and I want people to know this, and keep it in the back of your mind, come budget time. During COVID, the state in its infinite wisdom just put out a computer program that really Steve Jobs would have had a hell of a time trying to do it.
Right.
Friends of mine who know that said it was a backward system. You had to load all this stuff in first to find out you couldn't get an appointment. Jim Clark and his team, they registered people for their COVID shots because so many seniors, and I told this to, politicians, so many seniors, they don't have a computer. And if they do, they don't know how to. And so, but Jim, how it was in the thousands that you
Almost 10,000.
almost 10,000
Yeah,
people.
between the first, second, and then follow-on vaccines, because we're doing it now too with the we just had a vaccine clinic on the first,
Oh,
and
yeah.
we enrolled a number of people for that because it was the same thing. You just went in and had to, actually, ironically, it almost looked like the same program, but it wasn't, but it looked similar to it to get people enrolled. And we did, we had 40 vaccines, we had 40 people on the first.
Wow.
Well,
Wow.
and CHP is everywhere now too. If you still need another vaccine, I actually posted it today. Their mobile site, they're almost at the Breen Center almost every day,
Oh, wow.
parked outside there, maybe once or twice a week, parked right out in front of St. Joe Church on
Yeah,
North
I've
Street.
seen that. Yep.
So, but they have flu, RSV, COVID, but they also act as an urgent care. So I think that's a really cool thing. That if you have something that you need addressed right away, try them,
Yeah.
before the ED or something like that. So, yeah, it's they're out there, and it's really nice to see. Because I remember when we were doing it, just after COVID, we had large numbers of people, especially we're into like shots, vaccines number 3, 4, and 5, getting people between our health department, CHP, and Berkshire Health Systems. We were able to get most everybody their vaccine that they needed to stay healthy.
I'm fortunate. In fact, just yesterday, I went to the VA here in Pittsfield and got this was flu and this was COVID. So I won't be doing any push-ups today.
No, you won't. No.
Well, I don't do any push-ups any day, but today. But we're going to take a break. I'm here with Jim Clark, just a wealth of knowledge about the senior center. When we come back, we're going to talk about all they got more activities there, and you can shake a stick at. But the one I found that a lot of people didn't know about, and I was shocked because it's been around for a long time, is they provide transportation. Now, you can't call up 10 minutes before your appointment and say, "Hey, I need a ride to." No, but there's a system, and we'll talk about that when we come back. I do this. I know this really bugs a lot of people. But I'm at the stage of life, I don't care. This is my flag. You don't have to love it. You can argue with it. You can do whatever. But I have friends buried under it. I have acquaintances buried under it. And a lot of people at some point in time, Jim, one of them, signed on the dotted line. They die for this flag. All I'm asking you to do is please don't disrespect it. You can argue politics. It's got nothing to do with the flag. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. My guest today, Jim Clark, a wealth of knowledge. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Whoa, like what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Go through the process of making a monthly budget. Even if it's not perfect, it's good to be aware of your financial health.
When shopping for insurance, ask your agent to shop around for you and see if you can bundle your policies.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Hola, hola.
I'm Daisy.
Yo soy Marta.
Whether you want to learn a little Spanish or get a glimpse of our wonderful Latin roots, join us as we celebrate Latin culture with music from genres ranging from salsa to bachata. Gain insight on local news, community information, and very special guests. Only on Mundo Latino, welcoming listeners of all nations on WTBR 89.7 FM.
Support for Mundo Latino comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. Today, my guest, and I am so happy to have this guy on because he does so much for so many, for seniors, for veterans. His name is Jim Clark. He is a Pittsfield kid. His father was a firefighter. My father was a firefighter. He went off to West Point, and from there he remained in the military. He's got a wonderful career. He's since retired, and he's the acting service officer for veterans, veteran service officer, and he's also the full-time director of the Ralph Fryo Senior Center. But and in his spare time, he tries to catch a nap every so often. But we're talking with Jim. If you would just go in to just the transportation affordability you guys offer people.
Yeah. So we talk about transportation in general. One thing is very difficult for people in Berkshire County is to get from point A to point B. Here in Pittsfield, we have two handicapped accessible vans with the lift capacity for wheelchairs and motorized vehicles, scooters and wheelchairs. Our cost is $3 per each way, $6 round trip. If you are qualified, you can get enrolled in the ADA program through BRTA, and then the ride is free. BRTA reimburses us for that. But we're open Monday through Friday. You can ride pretty much from a little after 9 to a little bit before 3 each day for shopping, doctor's appointments, which take priority over the others, other sort of things, hair cuts, hair appointments, nail appointments, things like that. We do that every single day. Once in a while, we'll use a van and go on a trip. We call it the day trippers.
Yeah.
Get out of town. They went to apple picking already. They went up to the Apple Barn in Vermont. They went down to the Holyoke Mall. They went over to, they like to go up to the Walmart in North Adams.
With
the caveat of that they have to have lunch at Pedron's, which I got a feeling Pedron's probably, this is that time of year, you never know what weekend they're going to shut down. So
that's right.
They'll be at that point pretty soon. But we've also been working other things. BRTA for the paratransit, which is for the ADA folks, have started a pilot program that now runs till 10 o'clock at night. So people that are wheelchair bound or have mobility issues and use paratransit now can get to a movie. They can get to the Colonial. They can get to a city council meeting and back. So that pilot program runs through June 30th. They just started another program, another pilot through the end of the fiscal year, which will help folks like in West Stockbridge, Richmond, that get to medical appointments.
Oh, wow.
So they can't really lean on their council on aging because some of them don't have vans. Some of them are very small. Their vans may move once or twice a week to get folks where they need to go. Not like us, that's manned 5 days a week. But they have another program there to get folks around. We're looking at things like the Tri-Town Connector, which is what came out of the ashes from down South County for their transportation that they had before. They created a group that's been very successful so far. Doesn't really fit the model for us here in Pittsfield, but for some of the surrounding communities. And then on top of that, you have RSVP with Lisa. They have their van that they drive people around town. Plus the Wheels for Wellness program, which volunteer to take people to medical appointments and other things on a daily basis, which has been very successful. And I'm sure you've talked to Lisa about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
what a gift she is to RSVP.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. But part of the problem is the other thing with our ADA group are the ones that are on those vans. They're the kind of the pink and white vans. They're the ones that are basically administered out of Fitchburg right now. So when you call there and make an appointment, they go, oh, you need to go from Sheffield to Williamstown. Okay, look, oh, that's 25 minutes. Not in the jet that I fly in. So they just don't get the concept. Or my better one was back years ago with Veteran Services. Well, if they can't get to work by car, just get on the train. Well, if they get on the train here, they're getting off down there for work for you. There's no A line, B line, red line, blue line, whatever they have down there. There's none of that here. So we've kind of been abandoned on the transportation side, left to our own devices to figure out how to get people around. And and one of those happens to be the COAs that have their vans to get people around town. Here, it's a little bit easier for us in Pittsfield because most of your medical appointments are here in Pittsfield. But you get somebody in Sheffield that needs to go to BMC, that takes that van pretty much half a day to do that trip. Get the person to and from their appointment and put a lot of miles on a vehicle where we can do a lot more than that here in town. But to your point earlier, it's not an on-demand. We ask for 48 hours notice. And if it's medical and you went to the doctors today, the doctor probably told you when your next appointment was. Right. So call today and we'll pencil you in for that date. If you call, you know, tomorrow morning for a ride on Monday, well, this morning, because, you know, but whatever, the day before, you might not get a ride. And I'm gonna say this very clearly. It's not a right that you get a ride. We do a service for you. So, you know, I pay my taxes, I do this, and you have to give me a ride. I can't bounce somebody else that's already followed the proper rules. So please, just if you know you have an appointment, make your appointment for us to get you there, and we'll do everything we can. But it's tough. Getting out of appointments out of town, much more difficult.
Yeah.
Especially with the cataract care and all that up in North County, getting people up there is difficult because we can't leave Pittsfield. So that's where RSVP or Wheels for Wellness or something else might kick in to help out. It's not going to get fixed until we get a better handle on specialists and things like that in the county. A lot of people with eye therapies and all that have to go to Springfield on a monthly basis. That's very difficult for us to do. We're trying to work with other agencies to get not just for seniors, it's for anybody that needs to go.
Right.
Because it's one of those appointments that you can't drive home from.
Right.
So you can't, even if you have a car, it's something you can't do. We can't do that. Don't lay on a van from the Pittsfield Council on Aging to pick you up from your colonoscopy or endoscopy because you're still under anesthesia. We cannot do that.
Yeah.
If you have, we've worked around that too, and I know Lisa has as well. If you have a caregiver who can be with you in the vehicle, if something should happen, then that person can alert the driver what needs to be done. But a driver with somebody that's coming out of anesthesia is not even allowed. And that's fully understandable, but
yeah, you have to have
that conversation quite regularly.
Yeah, and I understand, you know, some people have, basically it'll have to be a friend because they don't have, and I understand all that. But understand the premise. You're under an anesthesia. They cannot accept that accountability, responsibility.
Correct.
And the other part, you made it, and I just want to dovetail it. When I go to a doctor, even if it's a test, it's never tomorrow.
Right.
It's never tomorrow.
Yeah. And if it is, it's not good news.
Yeah. That's true. But and that's what Jim is saying. As soon as you find out, call up and reserve it. The only thing I have ever heard people say about the train is how good it is and how kind the people who drive them. But Jim, I'm sure, heard the other side. Well, I pay my taxes. I have a right. I pay my taxes too. And if I made my reservation 2 weeks in advance, you're kind of out of luck, you know?
Right.
There's so many activities. And the one thing I do want to also, because I bumped into somebody going out one day. I was going in to see Jim. Excuse me. And I've known this since, well, I won't say I was a kid, but I was middle-aged. And he was leaving right after he goes there a lot for lunch. So they, what time does that venue open up?
So the congregate meal venue, which is upstairs on the second floor, which is basically the Meals on Wheels meal for that day, is about 11:30 to 10 after 12.
Okay.
Our cafe's open from 8 till noon downstairs on the first floor, which is completely separate from that.
Yep. But the cafe downstairs, if you're out and about, you can go, you can get a coffee, you can... it's a cafe. The other piece too is, and I see a lot of folks doing it, they go and they sit to watch TV, and the next thing you know, they're chatting. And what that makes me so happy, because that's the socialization piece that Jim and his whole team work so hard at.
Yeah, and it could be something as simple as somebody walking by the on North Street and they see something and they start talking or whatever. Or right now we got construction going on out front, so that's the big thing.
Yeah.
How many, I think the conversation the other day was, how many more holes on North Street can they dig this month, you know? Because it started off at Columbus and North, and now it's down in front of us. And they're just doing work for Eversource right now, but it's going to be like a six-week project. They're about 2.5 weeks into it. So I'm sure there'll be more as they go down the street to get it all tied together. So.
And then of course you have Upper North Street by Dwyer's and the Berkshire Medical Center.
Right.
That's always a treat during the day.
Yeah.
I avoid it. I go down. Center and Vacona. But one of the things too that they do at the senior center, and I know we've kind of talked about it and kind of. But if you belong there, you make new friends, you get new interests. They have a gazillion things you can do, from Tai Chi to woodworking. And that's
ceramics. That's a big one.
And I know the lady that teaches ceramics there. She is wonderful, and she's so good at it. I mean, the others. Yeah. She's so good at it.
Well, it got so good at what we used to meet on Thursday. They had to do a beginner class on Mondays, and that will carry over to Tuesdays, and Thursday's class can carry over to Friday because they've got stuff, especially this time of year, people are trying to make stuff for Christmas and all of that. And again, it's more than just ceramics, Bill. That's where they get in there. You know, they might as well, it's the gossip corner, if you will. A lot of talking going on. And but most of the groups are that way, and that's fine. You got the scrapbooking on Wednesdays. You got the quilters and the knitters on Fridays. And I think the ones that probably don't are the ones that are always got their feet moving. Like we got the line dancers on Friday, and you got Shake Your Soul and all that on Mondays, and different things, and Stage to Screen, where you know, they analyze a play and then, you know, watch the movie after they dissected it. They meet every week too. So, and then obviously the go-to places like bingo twice a week and yoga almost every other day. Several card games. You got Pinochle, you've got Canasta, you've got Mahjong, which isn't cards, but you got Bridge, Pitch on Fridays. I mean,
wow.
You know, it's always something going on. I pulled the numbers for the undersecretary the other day, but we were averaging about 148 people a day.
That's amazing.
At the center. Yeah.
That and the thing is, there's people there of a variety of ages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to there's a Vietnam guy that. I was used to bust. He would go there when he first got old enough and play pool a lot when he retired. And I used to say, that's because you're trying to take care of, you know, ramrod the old people who can't see the balls, you know. But really and truly, and it's there's parking in the back. I haven't met one employee there that wasn't concerned about you. That when you come in, people bend over backwards to help you.
Yeah.
You know? And there's no membership fee, right?
No, no. Again, you know, basically your tax dollars pay for it. But being a large building, having four floors of fun, as we like to say,
yeah,
we really don't care where you live. The only thing is priority goes to, like on a trip,
right,
priority will go to Pittsfield residents first, as it should be. And I'm sure their towns do the same thing. But the more you get, and it's diverse too. So you get some diversity there with different takes on it from, you know, a lot of people from Lanesboro. And people follow some of the instructors too. So we'll get people here from Dalton for one class, and then they'll go the next day, they'll go to another town for that same person. So maybe doing Tai Chi or yoga every day, and they follow Christine around wherever she's actually at. Yeah, and that's fine. It's just good, and it's nice to get to see the people interact, like you mentioned. And
yeah,
a lot of these people know each other for many, many years, even going back to school, or their kids did things together, or they worked together, or this and that. And it's always fun to see somebody get together after so many years, and you hear, "I haven't seen you since such and such," and it's like, you know, that's nice. And you're right. I think socialization is the key. Keep people active. And you can tell the active seniors versus the shut-ins, because, you know, we have over 13,000 seniors in Pittsfield, you know, and we see probably unduplicated number of people per year here, probably about 2,000. So we'll even say 3,000 for the lack of it. So we say 3,000 people we see. So now the other 10,000 are equally split up between the 5,000 who are too young to hang out with old people.
Yeah.
And then you've got the other ones who are the shut-ins. They're the homebound. They're, you know, in the nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones that keep the COA side of it working, because the COA portion of the senior center is to take care of the needs of the seniors throughout the community, not just here at the center. So, you know, how do they get to their appointments? Because our transportation is probably the time that we only see these folks. Our brown bag program, our food pantry, is the only time we see these folks, is when we engage with them in those efforts. They don't come to the center, but they need a ride, or, you know, they need their food items or this and that. And that 5,000 probably the toughest piece of the job, how to handle them. Because as you mentioned, I got a great staff to do the other part.
Right, right. And before we run out of time, Jim is the acting, is that right? Or interim or what?
Actually, that's flip-flop. So now I am actually the full-time veteran service officer, director of veteran services, and the interim senior center. Because they're about ready to, by the time we get on the air again, I should have a replacement for me. So we'll see. Yeah.
But if you're a veteran, at least sign up. I worked with a guy. I loved him like a brother. He was my partner in the police department. He had a bad, bad, bad experience in the service, a plane crash, and a bad kind of experience, first brush with the VA. He said, "The heck with it, I ain't talking." Well, you know, you've earned it.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, I once had a guy tell me, "Well, you're on the dole." I said, "Yeah, I am, you know, but I'm paying a price to be on the dole."
Exactly.
But at least spouses, wives, veterans, talk to Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him. Listen, a lot of us Vietnam got a real gripe with the VA.
Yeah.
I mean, they treated us like you won't believe. But you know what? It's not your father's VA anymore. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean that when I say it. I have not had a bad experience at the VA probably in 25 years.
Right.
And the services you get, the care you're given, in my opinion, is second to none.
Yep, I agree.
You know, I mean, I go to, you go to Albany, right? You're the
Albany and Northampton, but yeah, mostly just Pittsfield. I'm still healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, you're healthy. Yeah, well, catch up with me. I'm broken. I'm a Ford. Fix often, repair daily.
Yes, right.
But I'm pleading with veterans. I really am, because I know there's still guys out there from the VA, from Vietnam. Yes, it wasn't pleasant. My first experience, I had a guy come in. I gave him my name and last four. And he said, oh, you're Vietnam, huh? And I said, yeah. He said, sit over there, keep your mouth shut. So I said, dude, I didn't have a long fuse before I went to Vietnam.
Right.
I don't have any fuse now.
Yeah.
And then he called the cops on me. But the cops came in and he said he threatened me. And he said, what did he say? And he told him, he said, that's not a threat.
Right.
He's just telling you about himself.
Right.
But that's the kind of it was in the beginning. That's gone.
That's long gone. Yeah.
Long gone. They're so respectful. They're so good. And our local clinic, Jennifer, Michelle, Dan, all I can tell you is when you go there, the doctors, the nurses, everybody is worried and caring about you.
Yeah.
Right, Jim? I mean, yeah. And if you need, now that soldier on, but they provide, right, if you're a vet.
Yeah, rides, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so much other stuff, too. I mean, I don't know if you've had Bruce on or anything, Bruce Buckley, but they're doing wonderful things with, you know, with the shelter and transitional housing. And especially, really, they should be really proud of their women's program that they put together, because they have a women's shelter down there now.
Yes.
Not the shelter, women housing, I should say. And a lot of good things with also support to the families as far as, you know, potential homelessness or homeless, what they can do with SSVF. It's really good stuff. One thing I want to do is I want to give a quick shout out to Pittsfield Country Club.
Okay.
Last Sunday, they held their annual veterans golf tournament.
Did.
And I only played nine. I played in the morning. I teed off at 9 and I was done by 11. But when we were coming back up, and I was playing with a great gentleman. He was a lot of fun. First I've ever met him, and very, very nice guy. And as we were coming back up to the clubhouse, they probably had 100 carts out there, and
wow.
You figure two per cart. It was going to be a busy afternoon.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we golfed in the morning, because they were playing 18 in the afternoon. But we ended up there just as the start of the luncheon. And then the guys were going out in the afternoon, eight first, then played golf. But, you know, just a fantastic day, beautiful weather, and a great course. And just very nice of Pittsfield Country Club and all the other sponsors that provided a nice day for veterans, and a thank you to the veterans. So, well received, and a big thank you to them.
And I think Mark Pompey was one of the ones. I know there were more.
Yeah.
But I do want to thank the Pittsfield Country Club. That is very, very, very nice. Jim, I can't thank you enough. Good luck with everything you got going on, which is a lot. And a good. If you need any help with your transition from service officer, full time to interim trial guy, don't call. All right. Hey, God, and folks, I know this again upsets some of you, but I mean this from here. God bless you all. We got a tough road, all of us. Nobody's walking through this life unscathed. So today, if you can, make somebody laugh, help somebody with their burden, because each other, that's all that we have. We're in this together. And Jim has always been a giver. I'll talk to you, brother.
All right, Bill. Thank you. Best for Roseanne.
I will. Bye-bye. Yeah. She's getting her knees coming back. I think she'll practice in another couple months.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Bill.
Bye.